So you just heard it in our news within the last half hour that we are expecting about 44 million people are going to be traveling throughout the weekend for Memorial Day weekend. That's according to AAA. Now, of course, that's across the nation. Here in New England, we're going to see about 2 million or so people hitting the roadways. So again, not exactly the number we'll see here in Connecticut, but it's a holiday weekend. We're going to see more and more people out and about. And that goes the same thing for our Connecticut State Police. In fact, right here in studio, back in studio with us, we have Sergeant Luke Davis, who is here. Can't believe you made the trek so quickly, but I'm so glad to have you back in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
And also somebody who I've spoken to, I don't know, Pedro, for what, like a couple of years now, you and
yes.
I have been talking, but
yes.
I'm so glad to finally put a face.
Yes.
I'm so happy we've got Trooper First Class Pedro Muniz here. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you
I'm
for having us.
I'm glad to have you guys here. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I don't mean to be doom and gloom, but I would love to set the stage a little bit because the last couple of years have been pretty rough here in Connecticut. We've had some real tragedy on our roadways, specifically during Memorial Day weekend. So, Sergeant Davis, will you start by just sharing maybe some stats with us from the last couple of years, specifically with this holiday stretch?
Yeah, certainly, Melissa. So, over the past couple of years, we've had some significant statistics on Memorial Day weekend. So, in 2022, there were a total of 6,448 calls for service that the Connecticut State Police responded to. There were 547 motorist assists, so those would be for people who were experiencing vehicle trouble on the roadway. 615 speeding citations, 145 seatbelt violations, 451 hazardous moving violations, unsafe lane changes, falling too closely, failure to move over, 37 DUI arrests, 359 motor vehicle accidents, 35 of which were with injury. In 2023, the call volume was 5,880, 518 speeding violations, 208 seatbelt violations, 576 hazardous moving violations, 36 DUI arrests, 273 motor vehicle accidents, 5 with injury, and 4 fatalities.
And then I might have missed this one, but wasn't 2022 like the year from hell? Didn't we
yes.
have a lot of deaths?
On 10.
10.
10
that
fatalities.
Was a record high, right?
Yes.
That's
10
what I thought.
10 fatalities in 2022.
It's, I mean, not to compare years, obviously, but as I'm taking down some of the quick numbers, I mean, they're pretty in step with each other. But, you know, we know obviously from the pandemic, we adopted a lot of horrible driving behaviors in Connecticut. We know that there's a lot of things that we've picked up. There's more drinking and driving going on, for example. Wrong way crashes all of a sudden seem to be a huge issue we have, so on and so forth. How has Connecticut police had to look at, you know, weekends like Memorial Day weekend and really staff accordingly, but also manage what seems like a lot of trouble on the roadways?
So, knowing that we are anticipating that there's going to be issues, considering the fact that we've seen this change in trend with driving behavior across the state, it really leads to leadership from the top down within the state police making adequate preparations. So we're going beyond the normal minimum patrol that each troop has on the road, because those troopers are still going to be responsible for responding to calls for service during their shifts. So it calls into play having additional patrols out there for addressing these dangerous, aggressive, and reckless behaviors that we've been seeing all too much lately.
So again, we have Sergeant Luke Davis here and Trooper First Class Pedro Muniz here. And I wanted to ask you, Trooper Muniz, because I think the last couple of years that we've covered sort of the aftermath of Memorial Day weekend, I believe it was the two of us talking about it. Mm-hmm. And so I was curious from your perspective, what do you find are some of the biggest challenges on our roadways, specifically for Memorial Day weekend? For example, I did write down when Sergeant Davis was sharing some of the stats, DUIs, we still seem to have a huge issue with that. We were pretty consistent year to year. Sounded like speeding also was a huge problem.
Right. And then you touched upon it, Melissa. Since the pandemic, speeding, driving aggressively has been an issue on our roadways. We hear it. We see it on the comments of our posts. We know it's happening. And we're doing our best, and we're trying to be more proactive in those things. And so Memorial Day weekend is no different. We're going to see more vehicles out on the road, more people traveling. And so with more vehicles, more people traveling, more accidents, more speeders, more aggressive drivers, people leaving late, whatever it may be, stuck in traffic and get upset. So I think with that, just like a reminder to everyone, just leave earlier. Plan your trip out so that way you're not in a rush. You're not having that urge to, you know, drive aggressively.
What about the type of driver? Now, of course, that is such a blanketed question, right? Because, I mean, if you were to look at every single one of those numbers and you were to memorize that, first of all, that'd be insanely impressive. But are we mostly seeing aggressive behavior, speeding, DUIs, things like that, the problems we've been seeing? Are those coming from Connecticut drivers, or are these because we also have out-of-staters? Because that'll be a question I get a lot. Is this really our fault, per se? Or is it because during this weekend you've got a lot of border crossing, Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, whatever?
The answer to that question is yes and no. Mm-hmm. There's a combination of both. Yes. So my own personal experience working patrol, it's a pretty even mix across the board, whether
really?
It's out-of-state traffic or in-state residents that are driving in this manner.
Yeah. Mm. And age, I would think, is the same thing, because we'll get that as well. We have a split age that listens to WACC. We have kind of millennial and we have boomer. Or really, you know, mm-hmm. So you'll hear from both sides where, okay, well, you're talking about older, but at the same time, when you're talking speeding, drinking, and driving, that typically is not the senior driver. It's actually the younger drivers. So wasn't sure if we sort of see same idea. The people who are violating the rules of the road during weekends like this, I would think it's a mixed bag.
Yes, definitely. You're seeing it across the board. Age, race, gender, it's just, it really is across the board of the aggressive driving.
I tell you, I love our Connecticut State Police. They are just the finest. We have in studio with us this morning, we have Sergeant Luke Davis, who is here. We have Trooper First Class Pedro Muniz, who is here. And it is a very busy weekend ahead. I know you guys are prepared for it. If you could talk about actually some of the things that we were discussing in the commercial break, you were saying you have roving patrols, for example, Sergeant Davis. I mean, tell people what they can expect if they are traveling anywhere across Connecticut this weekend.
Certainly. So it's important to keep in mind that the state police are going to have a consistent presence on our roadways throughout the state, whether that's limited access highways, state roadways throughout areas that are patrolled by the state police. If you see more cruisers, there is a good explanation for that. We are going to have a consistent presence throughout the holiday weekend, and troopers are going to be out there in full force looking for distracted driving, impaired driving, and taking action as needed. So it's a good reminder, if you're going to be out celebrating, be responsible.
Now, this is an interesting question that I had gotten, because we've had some issues. As soon as it got to be very warm in the last month, we've had some beach issues, which I know is not, you know, something you have to cover. But this was an interesting question, because like West Haven, for example, Stratford, they've had to put curfews in place because the beach scene has gotten so out of control and all that. State parks and like state properties, do you guys have to like man those areas, or that's municipality?
That's deep.
Oh, that's deep. Mm-hmm. So you have deep officers who, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do we know if they'll be out in full? I would imagine.
So DEP will be out as well, because they are responsible for patrolling state forests and state parks. It's not uncommon from time to time for state police to be the initial responding authority if there is an issue in a state park or state forest. However, it ultimately does fall within DEEP's jurisdiction.
Interesting. I did not know that. Okay. I'm glad that we could clarify that,
To include boating.
Yes.
To include boating. So if you're going to be out on the boat this weekend and you want to have a good time, make sure you're doing so responsibly.
Right. I mean, in this week in particular, National Boater Safety Awareness Week and all that. But that's going to be what? Coast Guard, right? Or do you guys also have to have...
Deep.
That's still deep.
Yeah. Well, as long as we're in Connecticut.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good to know. So let's talk about, because this one I really don't mean to laugh at. OK, so if you're listening at home, if you're listening in the car, I'm not laughing. I'm not making fun. I just think it's bizarre. Can we talk about contacting state police? Because it sounds like some people have resorted to texting and even direct messaging you on social media.
Yes.
so, in emergencies.
Let's start off with the right way to contact.
Let's do that.
Police in an emergency. 911, dial 911, and you can even now text 911. So those are your the proper ways to contact.
I'm going to say police. The only. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to say only.
The only ways, really.
Not that I should ever over, like, trump a trooper, but my God, if people are DMing you about an accident.
The wrong way to do it, and the not the good way to do it, is to DM us on Instagram, social media, Facebook, or email us.
I can't. I can't.
We don't monitor those accounts 24/7.
Why not? And why aren't you monitoring that? Are you doing your job? That's terrible. Right. How dare you? That is wild to me. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about if I were in an accident and somebody, because I can't get to my phone or something, or I've, you know, whatever, and someone DMs you about it. Someone passing by is like, I just saw this. Not calling 911. I can't. I'm sorry. Even the text messaging thing, I can't. Yeah. I'm sorry. Call 911.
Call 911. That is the best, quickest, fastest way to get a hold of emergency services so that you can get help as quick as possible. Don't DM. Please don't DM us. Don't email us for an emergency.
Yeah. Please, honestly. I mean, I will say, if it makes you feel any better, we do the same thing here at WICC. I cannot tell you how many times I get story inquiries and great guest ideas, but they all come through our Facebook page or LinkedIn. And I think to myself, I just call the studio. Just email the studio. So call 911. I mean, you could text, but you're driving. You shouldn't be texting and driving. So shouldn't be doing that either. Is there anything else, gentlemen, that you want people to be thinking about, preparing for ahead of this weekend? I mean, I know, you know, all jokes aside, this is one of the, I would think, busier weekends for Connecticut State Police.
Absolutely it is. And I think one of the most important things that we can impress is what the true purpose of this holiday really is. Honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom, for every single one of us. As we take the time to celebrate, we should also be prioritizing our safety on the roadways. So whether you're traveling to see loved ones or you're enjoying a getaway, please remember, drive safe and drive sober. Troopers will be on patrol across the state on the lookout for impaired drivers, and your choices behind the wheel affect not only your life, but the lives of those traveling around you. Let's honor the memory of our fallen heroes by ensuring that everyone arrives at their destination safely.
It's so true. And I love that you brought that full circle, Sergeant Davis, because some people don't even realize, like, it's amazing how society, if you ask them about Memorial Day weekend, most times people will say it's the unofficial start to summer. It's not honoring the people who never returned home after serving our country, which is interesting because even the next generation of people, and I know this just from having split generation siblings, don't realize Memorial Day is not Veterans Day. It's actually like a very, it's a hard day, but we've sort of created this kickoff to summer thing, which is not a bad thing. People should celebrate, but man, to then add tragedy on top of it, like that 2022 year, I still have nightmares about that. I can't even imagine being a state trooper in Connecticut that year. That was one of the worst phone calls we had to do together.
Absolutely.
Pedro, it was horrible.
Yeah, that was those were not easy numbers to swallow that year.
No.
And again, we're only looking at
a weekend,
you know, from Friday to Monday, 10 deaths, which is very sad.
That was horrible.
I mean, any deaths is sad, but to have that 10 is rough.
It was really rough. And I do know we're going into, again, not to be doom and gloom, but I think the summer is considered like the 100 deadliest days on the roads and all that. So I have a feeling, you don't have to come all the way down, but if you would, that'd be great. I have a feeling we're going to be talking throughout the summertime as well, because I just think it's a message that has to get out there more and more about
our
roadways.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting nicer out. People are going to want to travel. Another thing to keep in mind, remember those motorcycle drivers. You know, easy to look over quick. If you're looking left and right really quick, you're going to cut in front of them. And if you're not paying attention, not looking for a motorcycle, that one light, if you're driving at night. So, you know, pay attention for our motorcyclists as well.
Yeah, just a lot to think about, not just yourselves as soon as you get behind the wheel, but everybody around us. I want to thank you both so much and all of Connecticut State Police, our troopers who are out there keeping us safe and detecting our roadways, making sure everything is okay this upcoming weekend. I appreciate you both. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Thank you, Melissa.
All right. I look forward to having you both in either in studio or on the phone again. Totally fine, whichever. But, you know, I like when you come in studio. It's really fun. We had Sergeant Luke Davis and Trooper First Class Pedro Muniz here on WICC. And for the love of God, if any of you DM the state police, you're going to hear from me because I'm going to make fun of you and I'm going to get mad at you. Okay? So don't do that. 911.